हरे कृष्ण जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी कुंज विहारी गोपीजना वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दना व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे गौरांगनिताय श्री श्री गौरांगनिताय प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा गुरुदेव जय श्रील गुरुदेव కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः The reading from the third canto, 19th chapter, text number 16. Tenethamahata kshattar Bhagavan Adi Sukaraha Nakampata Manakvapi Sajahata Yivadvipaha Tenethamahata kshattar भगवान् आदिसूकरः नाकंपत मना क्वापि सजाहत इव द्विपः तेनेत्तमाहत क्षत्तर् भगवान् आदिसूकरः नाकंपत मना क्वापि सजाहत इव द्विपः तेनेत्तमाहत क्षत्तर् भगवानादिसूकरः नाकंपत मना क्वापि सजाहत इव द्विपः तेनेत्तमाहत क्षत्तर् भगवानादिसूकरः नाकं पत मना क्वापि सजाहत इव तेन बहिरण्याक्ष इत्थं दस् आहतः स्ट्रक् क्षत्तः ओ विदुरा भगवान् द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटी आफ् गाड् हेड् आदिसूकरः द फस्ट् बोर् न अकम्पत डिड् नाट् फील् क्वेकिङ्ग् मना इवन् स्लैट्ली क्व क्व अपि एनिवेर् स्रजा बै गार्लेण्ड् आफ् फ्लवर्स् हतः स्ट्रक् इव एस् द्विपः एन् एलिफेण्ट् ट्रान्स्लेशन् पर्पोट् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् इस् भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी प्रभुपाद् प्रभुपाद् की हिट् इन् दिस् मेनर् बै द डीमन् ओ विदुरा The Lord, who had appeared as the first boar, did not feel the least quaking in any part of his body any more than an elephant would when struck with a wreath of flowers. So for Lord Varaha, when Hiranyaksha tried to attack him, that attack was exactly like somebody taking a garland and beating an elephant. Take a flower garland and beat an elephant on the back. How will the elephant feel? Like that the Lord felt. Purport, Vishal Prabhupada. As previously explained, the demon was originally a servitor of the Lord in Vaikuntha. But somehow or other, he fell as a demon. His fight with the Supreme Lord was meant for his liberation. The Lord enjoyed the striking on his transcendental body. Just like a fully grown-up father fighting with his child. Sometimes a father takes pleasure in having a mock fight with his small child. And similarly, the Lord felt Hiranyaksha's striking on his body to be like flowers offered for worship. In other words, the Lord desired to fight in order to enjoy his transcendental bliss. Therefore, he enjoyed the attack. Om Ajnanate Mirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuhun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namavo Mishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
It just fit for a minute.
It has a little bit of thorns also. Sometimes the mercy is little painful in the beginning but pleasurable at the end. Hare Krishna. Hit in this manner by the demon, O Vidura, the Lord who had appeared as the first boar, did not feel the least quaking in any part of his body, any more than an elephant would when struck with a wreath of flowers. We are reading from the chapter, The Killing of the Demon, Hiranyaksha. These type of activities of the Lord are not easy even for any religionist to understand. Unless such pastimes like this are revealed by pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada through the purports and explanations. That is why dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gata sapanta, it is said. In fact, the realization and understanding of the pure Vaishnava acharyas is beyond even the Vedas also. That is why it is said, Vedeshu durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav, it is said. Even the Vedas are unable to approach the understanding of the Lord. One of the Shruti Mantra says, Avang Manasa Gocharaha, it says, which means by our words or by our mind, one cannot touch the Lord or approach the Lord. There is another Shruti Mantra which says, the Supreme Lord is that person from whom whatever words we glorify Him with, those words come back, it is said. Why they come back? Because they are unfit for Him. Or they are unable to approach Him. It's like, you must have heard the story of one old lady who was living in a village. And there was one very huge program going to happen there where more than 4-5 lakh people were supposed to come. Very big stadium and king and all his ministers and praja, everybody was supposed to assemble there. And this lady had been living in that village for many years, and she thought that village belongs to her. So she was wondering, how is this program going to be arranged? She was taking the anxiety. But she was told, don't worry, everything will happen, don't worry. So one gentleman who was actually a DSP or somebody, he came. So to him she was expressing that I am very worried that in our village this program is going to happen. Who will arrange what? I don't know. I am in anxiety, she said. Yeah. He told the old mother that, you know, you don't worry. Everything is arranged, you know, and I am overlooking it. So he told her, I mean, this lady told him that I bless you that you will become a constable. That is, she blessed him. Because she didn't know what is DSP's position. So, in the same manner, most people actually will not know the Lord's actual position. That is why the Shastras don't reveal this confidential information to neophytes. The Lord's knowledge is only revealed to one who is a bhakta. Otherwise, the Lord only shows his impersonal effulgence. One cannot even see his form. The impersonal effulgence, Atma Ramaya Shantaya. The Lord shows his effulgence to those who cannot reciprocate with him, which means Lord says, because you misunderstand me, I refuse to reciprocate with you. This is what Lord declares to the impersonalist. Because you always misunderstand me, you don't understand who I am exactly, because you are trying to speculate about me, and with your speculation you can never capture me. And because even if you capture me, you will capture something wrong about me. So better I remain dumb for you. So Lord remains dumb. Impersonal Brahman is not the Lord, but Lord's attribute, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. It's one of the attributes of the Lord, impersonal Brahman. One of the characteristics of the Lord. That is why the jnanis are unable to approach the personality of Godhead directly. And personality of Godhead can only be revealed by pure Vaishnavas in line. Beginning with the understanding that Lord is my master, I am his servant. This is the most foundational, very basic. Lord is my master, I am his servant, and I will simply serve him. So this understanding itself comes after millions of lifetimes. After which one gets the opportunity for service. Then one can offer some service. Otherwise in this world we have to serve so many false masters. You see, there is one particular word used for the spiritual world called Kaivalya. Or sometimes Kutastha, the word is used. You know, Dvabhima Purushau Loke Kshara Kshakshara Evacha Kshara Sarvani Bhutani Kutasthokshara Evachate. So what is this Kutastha or Kaivalya? In this world of matter, we will find that all the objects here have defects. For example, a beautiful flower in the morning becomes dried up in the evening. Or a very nice fruit, it gradually becomes rotten. If you keep it for 3, 4, 5 days, becomes rotten. The beautiful faces of the people in this world becomes spoiled and ugly looking as they get older. So this world of matter is created in such a manner that nothing in this world can be permanently beautiful or permanently strong. The strength of the people also is weakened as they age, as the aging process, by the aging process. Even the strongest of the weightlifters or you know, boxers, the strength is gone as they get older. So this is a world of diminution, the world of depreciation and diminution. Whereas the spiritual world is a world where everyone and everything, including the Supreme Lord, is self-effulgent. And it is imperishable, and there is no diminution, there is no depreciation, and it is ever beautiful. and ever fresh and imperishable, unaging. So when one understands the Supreme Lord's body, his nature, which can only be understood by submissively hearing the Vaishnava literature. Otherwise, one can misunderstand very easily. Especially when the Lord appears in this world and performs human-like pastimes, one can come to sweeping conclusions, not understanding his greatness. That is why one has to begin with the understanding that Supreme Lord is the ultimate truth, and he is the master of all, and how he enters into every atom, how he enters into everyone's heart as a super soul, and how he is witnessing all activities, how he is very near us and very far away also, how he can be simultaneously personal and impersonal, how the Lord creates the universe but never is entangled, how he is, how he doesn't walk, still he comes first prize in the running race. Ane jade kam manaso javi yo naina deva apunuvan purva marshad thaddhavatonyan atyeti tishtat tasmin apumata rishwadadati, he says, no? So, taddure tadvantike, tat yejati tanayjati. So these contradictions cannot be resolved without the Vaishnava understanding of the Lord being the Supreme Person who is inconceivable, who can do both. Impersonalists will foolishly argue, if you say Krishna or Rama is born into this world like you and me, are they also not bound by at least Sattva Guna, if not Rajoguna, Tamaguna? So they consider forms of the Supreme Lord to be in Sattva Guna. But that is foolishness, because Ramanujacharya says, our coming into this world is like putting a thief into a jail. Whereas Lord coming into this world is like putting a nylon rope into the kantimala. Because the kantimala is sustained by the nylon. It is not trapped by the monies. It is sustaining it. Similarly, the Lord entering in this world, he is the Lord who sustains the whole universe. Although he is still inside, why is he coming? Out of compassion. He is coming out of compassion for the living entities to give them a glimpse of his beauty and sweetness and his activities and his magnanimity, and he is expressing his desire to deliver us and take us back to his abode. So that is why by logic and argument one will never come to the right conclusion. Tarko apatishta ashtiyo vibhina nasa vrishiryasya matam nabhinnam. It is said, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. So this is a line which says, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Guha means a cave. A cave is generally dark. But when someone like Krishna or a super soul appears in the cave can become brilliant, brilliantly lighted up. Just like when Krishna appeared in the jail of Kamsa, Devaki and Vasudev saw that the whole jail became effulgent, brilliant. Similarly, the pure devotee's heart is littered up with the effulgence of wisdom and love, which comes from Krishna, from the realization of Krishna. So, when with that type of heart, which is littered up with wisdom, love, and understanding, realization, and hankering to meet the Lord and serve the Lord, such pure devotees can easily reveal the Lord, because Lord agrees to become understandable to them because they capture him by their love. They defeat him by their love. So the Lord agrees to, that is why it is said, ajita jitopyasitaistri lokyam. The ajita becomes jita. The infinite becomes capturable by the infinitesimal because of the love of the infinitesimal. Of course, he has the power, he can do that. Like he comes as a small deity, Radha Ban Bihari, who can be, you know, captured by devotees. And, you know, you can place him on a yantra, you can bathe him, you can give madhupak to him, you can dress him, decorate him, and wherever you keep him on the altar, he will stand. So he agrees to become malleable by the devotees because of the love of pure devotees in Guru Parampara actually empowers the pujari to be able to handle the Lord in such a very easily malleable way. So, when one understands Lord as a master and when one serves, after serving the Lord in the role of a master for quite some time, for even sometimes many lifetimes also, then one can develop such intimacy where one can understand the Lord being a friend. It is said, yesterday we were reading in one of the chapters, when Yudhishthira Maharaj saw Krishna appearing along with his Dwarka queens and ministers and secretaries and servants and all of them, thousands and thousands of them, they all arrived. So Yudhishthira Maharaj ran with his melted heart, softened heart, he went and embraced Krishna, who is the embodiment of transcendental bliss, and he experienced a very great bliss. So it is said, Yudhishthira Maharaj saw Krishna as the supreme well-wisher and supreme friend of the Pandavas. In the later verse, it is said, Bhima, he also laughed loudly, very happily, and he embraced Krishna, considering him his maternal cousin, it is said. So you will find that everyone sees the same Lord differently. Arjuna and Nakula Sahadev, they all embraced Krishna. And then Nakula Sahadev offered obeisances to Krishna. And again Arjuna, second time he embraced Krishna again, out of his thick friendship with him. So you will find like this, that everyone, according to the realization, they are seeing Krishna. And Krishna manifests a certain type of affection in their hearts also. For instance, that famous verse in the 10th canto, Malla nama shanirnam naravaras shri stri nam smaro murtiman gopanam svajano satam shiti bujam shastha svapitro shishuhu vrityur bhojapater virata vidusham satyam param yoginam vrishninam paradevate tivedito rangam gatas sagraja. In that verse, recently I happened to read the Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary. He gives a very deep understanding which can help us in our spiritual life to make a big quantum leap in our style of practicing spiritual life. Because he says that in that wrestling arena, different people are seeing Krishna differently. And there are two ways of seeing Krishna. One way, he says, is there are four rasas which are called rasabhas. And the other six are positive. For example, who all saw him very positively? Like the Mathura men, they were completely non-envious of Krishna, right from their early days. Due to which they saw Krishna as the most beautiful, most attractive, and the best of all males, with the extraordinary talents and feats and skills. They saw like that. So they saw him as the Naravara. So for them, Krishna manifested the Vismaya Rasa. Vismaya Rasa means his fighting was creating astonishment and surprise and wonderment in their hearts. So they were actually seeing the Swarupa of Krishna. And then as a result, they got the Vismaya Rasa. They got. And there were also Mathura ladies who completely were free from any tinge of lust. Their hearts were filled with only prema. So because they saw Krishna with a heart full of prema, they saw him as the best of the cupids, the original cupid, who is Smaro Murtiman, is a personification of the original cupid, one who is charming to the hearts of all living entities. So they saw like that, and for them, Krishna in their hearts evoked Ujjvala Rasa. Ujjvala Rasa is Madhurya Ujjvala Rasa. That rasa awakened in their hearts, they were saying. Similarly, the elderly covered ladies, they had Karuna Rasa and Vatsalya Rasa. When they were seeing Krishna, oh, this tender child, His body is so soft, tender, gentle and cool. It's like butter. And this body is being beaten and hit by Chand or Mushtik and all these fellows. And they were feeling that this is injustice. So they felt Karuna in their hearts. Similarly, the coward boyfriends, they had Sakyaras and Hasyaras. They had friendly mood with Krishna and they also had great fun seeing Krishna's fight. Because even they would fight with Krishna also sometimes. In Vrindavan, they would play kushti in the jungle sometimes. So now this was really a very big type of kushti, not an ordinary one. So they were having good fun. They had Hasyaras also. So like this, there are some rasas explained. And then there were others like Chand or Mushtik. When Krishna would beat on their bodies, it was acting like a thunderbolt hitting a mountain and crushing the mountain, you know, destroying the mountain or breaking a mountain to pieces. So they felt like that their bodies were like mountain and Krishna's hitting was like thunderbolt hitting the mountain. So there Chakravarti Thakur says, actually Krishna's body is not like thunderbolt at all. Krishna's body is very soft and gentle and tender. Because of their own enmity and envy for Krishna, they saw like that type of understanding they had. So he says there, they didn't see the Swarupa of Krishna. What they saw was not actual Swarupa of Krishna. So because they didn't see the Swarupa, what they were getting was not rasa, but it was rasabhas, he says. Like, you know, bhayanaka rasa or bibhatsa rasa, those type of rasas. Bibhatsa rasa was those brahmanas. Those brahmanas looked at Krishna and they were thinking, hey, this is the fellow who dances with any woman in Braj. Not only that, he has killed Arishtasur, cow. So he's a killer of the cow. His hands and legs are tainted with the blood spots of killing the cow. They were actually criticizing Krishna. Although they were so-called brahmanas, they were criticizing Krishna. They were not seeing the actual swarupa of Krishna. Because they were not seeing swarupa, they could not get a sweet rasa. They only got a bhibhatsa rasa. Like that. So Kamsa also, Mrityur Bhojapatir, it is said. Bhojapati is Kamsa. Kamsa actually did not see Swarupa of Krishna, but he saw Abhasa of Swarupa of Krishna, he says. There is Bhakti and there is Bhakti Abhas, we say, no? Resemblance of Bhakti, we say. So he saw Swarupa Abhas, which means he was remembering Krishna. Even when he was seeing his two wives, Asti and Prapti, he saw Krishna Balaram coming in their place. He would look at them and get frightened. Anywhere two people come, only he will think of Krishna Balaram only. Any two people from anywhere. Because those were the fellows, he was obsessed with Krishna Balaram's remembrance. So he didn't see Swarup, but he was seeing Swarup Abhas, he says. So in this way, Chakravarti Thakur brings one very vital point there. He says, seeing Krishna comes later. First, what is our idea about Krishna? We have to ask ourselves. Like for example, the Mathura men were non-envious of Krishna. They had deep appreciation for Krishna as the best of men, the most talented and most extraordinary and things like that. And then with that kind of worldview, they looked at Krishna, then Krishna revealed his Swarupa to them. Krishna showed his sweet Swarupa to them as Naravara, or Strinam Smaro Murtiman. For them, he gave the Ujjvala Rasa, Madhuri Rasa, Krishna showed. So, the first thing is how a devotee sees Krishna, with what outlook we see. So, there's a song which says, if you see the deity of the Lord as stone, he will appear as stone for you. If you see the deity of the Lord as Lord, he will appear as Lord for you. Whatever way you see, he will manifest to you in that way. He will reciprocate with you. Just like, for example, if you take a Bhagavad Gita, you know, if you give a Bhagavad Gita to a donkey, he will think it's a nice food he got for eating. He will tear it into pieces and then eat it little by little, isn't it? Or if you give it to a printing press wala, he may see the 80 GSM paper, 120 GSM. He will see the thickness of the paper. You can see the fonts in which it's printed. What type of font, what is the size of the font and all that he'll be seeing. Cost of the book. Is it perfect binding or what binding? You know, you'll be seeing all that. Isn't it? Because his brain doesn't go beyond that. Isn't it? Similarly, donkey's brain doesn't go beyond eating the paper. Isn't it? Or if you keep Bhagavata in a ruddy shop, you will use it as a paper weight or something. They don't know anything more than that. But if you give it to a devotee, he can take advantage of the book by reading it. Reading and understanding and awakening rasa in his heart for Krishna. Awakening love for Krishna. So in the same manner, what outlook we have towards the Lord determines how the Lord is going to reciprocate with us. So personalities like the elderly gopas and elderly gopis and the young covered boys, they all saw with the eye of love. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasa daiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Another interesting point. You all know in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada calls the Vishwarupa Darshanam as godless display of opulences. He calls it. That is not the form of Krishna. That is not Swarupa of Krishna. That 11th chapter what we read. See, Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. He generally writes the purport for everybody. But if you read his conversations and other things there, he will reveal even more deeper things. For example, Aham Bija Pradhapita, Prabhupada quotes in many places saying that Krishna is the father of all living beings. But in his conversation, Prabhupada says, Aham Bija Pradhapita is not Krishna, it is Shiva, Prabhupada says. Why? The material world, the mother and father are Shiva and Parvati, Prabhupada says. This material body is, the father of this material body is Shiva and Parvati only. The father of the spiritual body is ultimately Krishna, the original. So in the Aham Bija Pradhapita is mainly talking about the Tasam Brahma Mahad Yonir, correct, no? Which means it's a material body. So for the material body, the material seeds of the 8.4 million species is not actually fathered by Krishna. That's fathered by Shiva only, he says. In the same manner, in the 11th chapter, the Vishwarupa Darshanam, some people think, even devotees sometimes think, that Vishwarupa Darshan is very great. See, because Krishna has proved that he is God, that he showed the Vishwarupa Darshan. So we can tell all people. Generally people think like that. Actually, the two-handed, threefold bending form of Krishna is superior to the Vishwarupa Darshanam also. Because Vishwarupa Darshanam is a temporary display that Krishna showed. Prabhupada calls it a godless display of opulences for the asuras. It is not for the devotees, Prabhupada explains. Same point comes there. Krishna is saying, I will give you a Divya Chakshu by which you can see it. His Holiness Purnachandra Maharaj, in those days he was teaching us Bhagavad Gita for our Bhakti Shastri. He told us a very fascinating truth about this. He said, Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, unfortunately you always see me with eye of love. Now I am going to demote you and give you a celestial vision, which means demigod vision, with which you will be able to see me in my Vishwarupa form. And after that, you will get bored with this form and then you will ask my, you will demand my two-handed form. At that time, I will show you my two-handed form because your heart is overflowing with love for me. So Lord gave him a so-called, quote-unquote, divine eyes, which was actually a demotion for Arjuna, pure devotee like Arjuna. And that is the reason why Krishna says, this Vishwarupa form is Durdarsham, he says. Durdarsham means very rarely seen. But the 200 form of Krishna is Sudurdarsham, he says. You will see these two words in the 11th chapter. Many people will not understand it. I read it many years ago before coming to ISKCON. I never understood it. Why should this 200 form be Sudurdarsham? And why should the Vishwarupa Darshan be Durdarsham? I thought some mistake is there in Sanskrit. It should be reverse, I thought. But after many years, when we read Gita in Vaishnava literature, then we understood. So, the 200 form of Krishna is seen only with eyes of love. Whereas the Vishwarupa Darshan can be seen even with demigod eyes. That's why many demigods also saw. Prabhupada writes there in one of the purports. The 11th chapter, he writes. And the Vishwarupa Darshan, as well as the 400 form of Vishnu, they all came from the Krishna who was standing in front of the chariot. From his body, they all appeared and Krishna wrapped them up again into his body. So, showing very well that Krishna is the source of all those forms. And that is what Prabhupada writes in the last purport of the 11th canto, 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Last purport he writes that. So, the reason I was telling all these things was that the way we see Krishna, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So there are four lower rasabhasas and six pure rasas in that verse, Mallanam Ashanir. Because the pure-hearted devotees who are non-envious, they saw Krishna with eyes tinged with love. Krishna showed them his own sweetness, his gentleness, his softness, his kindness, his compassion, his beauty. All those things Krishna manifested. On the other hand, those who saw him with eyes of suspicion, eyes of doubt, eyes of fear, material eyes. So they could not actually get the real Krishna. Instead of getting Swarupa of Krishna, they got only the Virat Purusha. They only got that from Krishna, the material form of Krishna. Just like when Rukmini is coming out of the Ambika's temple and she is searching for Krishna, she is with her left hand moving her curly hairs falling in front of her eyes, she is moving it and then searching for Krishna with her sidelong glance. At that time, all the kings sitting on the top of elephants and chariots, seeing the unsurpassable beauty of Rukmini, they all fall off from their elephant tops or the chariots. Dop, 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 one by one they are falling. They are fainting from the top. So there it is explained, Tam Deva Mayam Iva Dhira Mohinim, it comes there. She appeared like illusory energy. Iva, it is said. Iva means it's not. She is not Maya. She is Swarup Shakti. But from her comes the illusory potency which bewilders the conditioned souls and plunges them in illusion, causes them suffering because illusory energy is like a smoke. Whereas the Swarup Shakti is like fire. So she was actually like original fire. But what they saw was not her. They saw only the Ravana saw Maya Sita. Similarly, these kings only saw Maya Rukmini. They didn't see real Rukmini at all. Because real Rukmini cannot be touched by the eyes of lusty rogues. She cannot be touched by the eyes of lusty rogues. So, real beauty of Rukmini will be revealed only to Krishna. It will not be revealed to the asuras. Similarly, one who looks at Krishna with asuric vision, they will not get to see Krishna properly. It's not possible. So, now coming to our purport here today, the Lord likes to fight even in the spiritual world. But in spiritual world, there is no one ready to fight with him. Nobody would want to fight with him because they are in so much love with him. They will not be able to beat him or punch him or kick him. They cannot fight like that. Because for a real fight, like Prabhupada, his only Sachinandan Maharaj in Yatra time, he was telling how Prabhupada would tell him while massaging, harder, isn't it? Harder. So Bhavanand Prabhu also tells one pastime similar to that. So Prabhupada would tell Bhavanand Prabhu, he would be beating in Prabhupada's body, he would say, what is this? Your beating is like the bird's feather. Prabhupada would say like that, beat harder. So he would feel little uneasiness to beat the spiritual master with, giving a punch to the spiritual master. How can you give? So, but Prabhupada was very strong and he would want very heavy pressure to be applied. Like my father used to tell me when he was a small kid, to climb on his body and walk over his body. He would slide down on the side from the leg to the shoulder and shoulder to leg. I would walk over. So people from the neighborhood would come and say, hey, you're walking over the father. He's going to feel pain. But he doesn't feel pain. He's feeling happiness. So because I know that he's feeling happiness, I'm giving him happiness. Although it doesn't appear normal, climbing on somebody's body. Similarly, the Lord also feels happiness. Imagine if you take a big mountain and grind it on the back of somebody, are they going to smile at you? They will be screaming. But you see Lord tortoise, Kurmadev. Now, huge Mandara Parvati being ground. And devatas and asuras are pulling. And he's like that, he's taking a deep sigh and he's smiling. And that is how the waves of the ocean come. He's feeling great joy. So, Lord's pastimes are very vinod, very amazing. That is why, na veda kaschit bhagavam chikirshitam tabeha manasya nrinam vidambanam. She's telling any man will get bewildered hearing your pastimes. Because the way you behave, only your devotees who are in love with you can delight in these pastimes. The more they hear, the more they fall in love with you and become attached to you. How in various different forms you come and different ways you act. And you do all these things to charm the heart of your devotees even more and more. Like the Kunti Maharani is telling. So in the same manner, the Lord wants to have a very nice duel, fight with somebody. But when he doesn't get it in the spiritual world, he thinks, let me go to the material world and let me take one of my devotees with me. Like he is bringing Jai Vijay or he is bringing Bhishma Pitamaha to this world where there he puts them on the opposite side and he is on this side. Here comes a very important point. There are two types of demons. One is the devotee is superficially taking the role of demons. Like here we find Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. These are not demons because these are pure devotees who have assumed the role of demons. And that is why Prabhupada says, when Lord Narasimha, after killing Hiranyakashipu, he climbed up on the staircase and sat on the throne. Why? Because the throne was made by his own devotee. Although Hiranyakashipu used to sit there, in that before. Now Lord agreed to sit, thinking that my devotee has made it for me, so let me sit. So Lord accepted Hiranyakashipu's love, although outside nobody can understand what is going on in Lord's mind, except some great acharyas can give us commentary, then we can understand, isn't it? So in this way, Hiranyakashipu is not an ordinary demon. The Lord accepted his offering. In the same manner, Hiranyaksha, or even Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal, Dandavakra. So in this way, there are demons who, this Jai Vijay become demons, but there are also real demons also, who are not devotees in the guise of demons. So in you find in the Vrindavan Leela also, somebody comes as Vatsasur, somebody comes as Vyomasur, somebody comes as Aghasur. So there are many who are real demons actually. They are not devotees in the guise of demons. But when the devotee is in the guise of demons, still the Lord enjoys very much when he is fighting with them. This kind of... actually, the Lord delights pleasure in various ways. Just like you see, he's cutting a joke with Rukmini up to the point of Rukmini fainting on the ground. So the Lord wants to delight in family pleasure. Prabhupada says for a husband wife, the greatest pleasure is to joke with one another like that. Prabhupada writes, that's the one type of pleasure Lord gets. Lord gets another type of pleasure with his friends, another type of pleasure with his mother, Yashoda. He gets another type of pleasure with his conjugal lovers. And similarly here, he gets a different type of pleasure because he is the personification or embodiment of all rasas, ocean of rasas, with which he exchanges love with his own devotees in varieties of ways. So in this way here, Prabhupada is giving an example of a grown-up father fighting with his own child playfully. Sometimes the father may pretend to be defeated by the child, for the pleasure of the child. Although the father has the ability to defeat the child in no time, isn't it? So, just like we say, from Tattva point of view, Krishna is supreme. From Leela point of view, Radharani is supreme. Similarly, from Tattva point of view, father is more stronger. Leela point of view, child is stronger. Isn't it? Why? If the father agrees to be defeated by the child, he gets defeated. Like for example, sometimes parents do this. Along with the small kid, they go for a running race. You've seen parents? So they say, from Prabhupada to deities, they'll keep a running race. So the child will be running like this, small kid. And the father also struggles to run. Of course, father has to forcibly slow down his speed in order to, you know, match with the child. At last, the father will prove that the child has won the game. Child is also very happy. You see, I arrived first, correct? No? Just for the pleasure of the child. In the same manner, here also Lord Varaha, so a part of the game, he agrees to be defeated by Hiranyaksha. And then at a certain time, Lord defeats Hiranyaksha very easily, without any effort, to liberate him from this body, so that he again goes back to resume his service as Jai Vijay in the spiritual world eventually. So in this way, this translation explains how one should not think that, oh, the demon is so mighty, he is beating the Lord with the mace, or, you know, he is hitting the Lord. Is the Lord experiencing pain? So somebody, especially devotees whose hearts are filled with prema, may get frightened hearing such verses. So there's assurance given. Don't worry. The Lord doesn't feel any pain. It's like somebody throwing a flower on him. Like that it is said. Similarly, when Bhishma was sending arrows, they were apparently piercing the body of Lord Krishna, and there were some blood wounds. But then it is explained that Lord Krishna was smiling because that was only for the sake of Leela he was doing. It was like a flower garland thrown on his neck. Lord felt like that. So for pacifying the Premi Bhaktas, the information like this is given. And also such information is given to even tell the neophyte devotees not to become suspicious of the Lord. Oh, even Lord is getting beating. I thought only I get beating in life. But our getting beating and Lord getting beating is not same. We terribly suffer when we get beating in this world. And Lord gets beating, it is just fun for him. It's play for him. It's a plaything for him. For us, it is not a plaything. You know, life and birth and death in this world is not a plaything for us. Sometimes a poet writes, how wonderful it is to be a bird in the sky. How wonderful it is to be a butterfly on the plant. You know, how colorfully butterflies. Actually, it looks very nice to sing such poems. But when you become a butterfly, some children will come and catch you. They will tie a string and they will hang you, like they do for the dragonfly, isn't it? Or if you are a bird, somebody may take a catapult and hit the bird. So these are only good for writing poems. But in real life, no creature is happy in this world. All creatures are suffering. But when Lord comes in any form, compare the forms of Indra the boar and Lord Varaha the boar. There's a big difference between the two. Indra is actually stuck up in the ditch along with his big family, and he becomes completely forgetful, whereas Lord Varaha is fully cognizant, is fully knowledgeable. In fact, the sages and saints, including Brahma, they could not ascertain who this wild boar is. They could not understand. Can you imagine? Lord is coming from the nose of Brahma, and Brahma doesn't know what is coming from his own nose. Isn't it? Brahma is stunned by seeing that. Generally, something coming from our nose will go into dustbin. Whereas Lord comes from the nose of Brahma and then he flies up in the sky. And then Lord is looking at others. Are my own devotees are bewildered. They cannot understand me. Then the Lord sprinkles water from his own body through his hairs. And when the waters are sprinkled on the bodies of the sages and saints and demigods, immediately they get enlightened. Their forgetfulness is finished. Immediately they all start reciting, Sahastra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. They all start reciting the Prashasta prayers. Seeing, understanding that this is the Lord himself. Even Brahma thought, is it a demon? Or is it some demigod in some other form? Like that Brahma was bewildered. And all the others were asking Brahma, sages, who is it, who is it? Brahma says, I'm sorry, even I don't know. Let us wait and watch. The Lord will reveal to us very soon, he said. Which means Lord has to reveal almost everything in our life. He has to reveal us who he is. You know, he has to reveal us what is his swarupa, what is not his swarupa. He even has to reveal the path by which we can approach him. Tad rahasyam tadangam cha grahana gaditam maya. He says, gaditam maya. I have given you Vaidhi bhakti, I have given you sadhana bhakti, I have given you prema bhakti. Lord gives the procedures how to approach him. Lord lays the road for us to reach him. And Lord reveals himself to his devotees to the degree we surrender to him. In this way, the demigods could see You see, the demigods, when they saw Mohinimurti, they were not bewildered. But when Asuras saw Mohinimurti, they got bewildered. It's all due to their outlook. The demigods saw Mohinimurti as the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Whereas the Asuras saw the Mohinimurti as an object of enjoyment, owing to their own envy for the Supreme Lord. Due to their envy, they wanted to snatch away the pot of Amrita Kalash from the hands of Dhanvantri. And then when Mohinimurti came, because their hearts were filled with envy for Vishnu, they got tricked and bewildered. And Prabhupada says that is why Mohinimurti is compared to Buddha Dev, Lord Buddha. So Buddha tricked the people by teaching atheism, he says. So in this way, the demons gave it back to her. You can see that. So one can get bewildered by seeing the Lord by one's own state of heart. But by giving up the envy for the Lord, then Lord will agree to reveal himself. It's only by his grace, his mercy, that we can begin to understand him through the Vaishnava Guru Parampara. Little by little by little, we can understand. And the more we understand, the more our admiration for him and appreciation for him, adoration for him will increase. And it's a oceanic experience, the study of Shastra and getting understanding from the Acharyas, because there is no limit to understanding Krishna, because Krishna doesn't understand even himself fully also. Because by the time he understands, he expands himself even more in various ways. So newer and newer aspects of Krishna get manifested. And that is why Lord in this way performs Leela to teach both non-devotees and suspicious devotees that actually understand that my body is not ordinary body like what Indra took when he became a boar. Indra had to be reminded to go back to his post by Brahma. And Lord need not be reminded by anybody. He is fully cognizant himself. He is self-conscious, isn't it? And Lord Varaha has a Sachidananda Vigraha body, whereas Indra has a material body. And Indra is engaged in abominable material bodily attachment, whereas Lord Varaha comes for a purpose of uplifting the earth and placing her in the proper orbit, in the proper position. And in this way, he serves the living entities. He delights the hearts of the devotees. And he also gives pleasure to his own wife, who is Bhudevi. Gives pleasure in this way. And he leaves behind such amazing pastimes for all the future devotees to come and develop respect and reverence and adoration and love for him. So in this way, Lord serves multiple purposes when he and descends in this world in this amazing way. So this various which the Lord is enjoying, these kind of understandings can only be obtained by hearing from great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada. In India, if you ask anybody about Bhishma Pitama, why Bhishma fought on the side of Kauravas, most people will give, you know, lesser reasons or improper reasons. Like, you know, some people say Bhishma took a vow that I will be fighting on the side of ruling party. Kauravas was ruling party, so he fought on their side. Some people say that he has eaten the salt of Duryodhana, so he fought on their side. And they say, some people say that, you know, he was attached to his post of staying in the Kaurava Sabha all those years, and he thought Kauravas are majority, you know. They have Lavanakshinis, Pandavas have only 7, so he stayed on their side. All people have crazy understandings in India about, in fact, some people argue that, you know, Draupadi was giggling when Yudhishthira Maharaj was inquiring about Dharma to Bhishma Pitama. At that time, Bhishma opened his eyes and said, Draupadi, I think you are giggling because in your mind, you are thinking, what can this great Pitamaha teach? After all, he has been, you know, he didn't take any action when you were disrobed in the public assembly. So in that way, what is his qualification to speak on Dharma? I think you are thinking like that, isn't it? You know, of course, Draupadi didn't say yes or no. But Bhishma Pitama then answered, what can I say, Draupadi? I am a sinful man. You know, my body is filled with blood produced from the salt put by Kauravas. because they are all sinful people who are anti-Krishna, because of which I have eaten that, so I also became sinful and I became bewildered about dharma. And in this way I could not ascertain the truth. And I have no qualification to speak on dharma also. But because now Arjuna has pierced with arrows my whole body and all the blood is out, all the sinful blood is gone, now probably Krishna considered me having adhikar to speak on dharma to Yudhishthira. Like that he said. And this is some example, this is also one of the things which people in India quote, which is also false. This appears very logical, no? Although it looks very logical, this is also false. Why? Because the only truth is this. Bhishma is a pure devotee of Krishna. Krishna told him, I will be on this side, you be on that side. He agreed, that's all. There is no other truth. Everything else is falsehood. You see, in our Pune temple, we requested one devotee to act as Ravana. You know, for that he was crying. He said, no, I cannot act. We told him, you have a hefty body. Once you put a mustache, you look exactly like a proper Ravana. He said, no, Prabhuji, that is why I am afraid. Already, you know, I have a little different type of body. You know? People call me, I look like a gunda or something, you know. And then if I act as Ravana in the movie, after that everybody will say, hey, Ravana gaya, Ravana gaya. Even for 1 hour drama, he refused to act. But Bhishma Pitama agreed to act for one full lifetime. And that too in a role of a villain type of role, where he is acting against Pandavas and apparently against Krishna, only to please Krishna. So this is the Vaishnava Siddhanta. For the sake of the Lord's pleasure, I can play any role, even villain's role also, no problem. If that's what Lord wants me to play. If that will give him pleasure, I can become anything, anyone, no problem. In the same mood, same spirit, Jai Vijay have become Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, which we are reading in the Bhagavatam section. So they have come here only to give pleasure to Lord in this form. At the same time, they are teaching valuable lessons for the living entities. It is not advantageous to be enemy of the Lord because ultimately you will be defeated. So give up the propensity for enjoying independently. Better be a servant of the Lord. They are teaching that to the common living entities. But for those who are Vaishnava living entities, for them they are giving more ecstatic experiences of the loving reciprocation between Lord and the devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki, your Bhakta Vrinda ki, thank you very much.